Hello, this is another audio commentary for owning Pokemon in real life. So what I'm going to do this time is I'll count you down as before and then just press play on your video when I finish counting down. So if you open the YouTube video in your browser, pause this for a second, and then once it's opened, press play in 3, 2, 1. Right, so this is a nerdy Pokemon video full of Pokemon references. The doorbell is the tone from the Pokemon Center healing. That's a Pokeball I made from a bouncy ball. This Pikachu took me... I'm going to do behind the scenes for this, and you'll see this Pikachu was a puppet I made out of teddy bear fur and lots of liquid latex and plastic for the teeth that I hand-molded. And I love how it looks. I think it looks really creepy and horrible, which is exactly what I wanted. And for the most part, it's got a wine bottle shoved up its backside to keep it standing upright. And then the movement, obviously, I put my hands in it as a puppet and animate it. That on my face, that burn is liquid latex and tissue paper that I layered up on my face and then blow dried, added some paint, put another layer on, blow dried and repeated. And then when you pull it off, it's like waxing your face. A lot of the effects on this, obviously, as you can see, are digital. I got all the puppets are all hand-built, but all the effects, obviously, are digital. This Ditto is my particular favourite, which is just made out of layering up loads and loads of liquid latex on a bin bag and then peeling it off and making it into that shape and stuffing it. And then I glued my fingers to it with liquid latex, had to sit there and wait for it to dry, and then peeled it off. And the teeth are made out of that same plastic, which is this... plastic that when you put in hot water it has a really low melting point, so you can manipulate it in your hands quite easily. And then that shot when all my legs and arms come out was particularly fun to make. It was like a green screened and then layered up loads of different parts of my body moving out and then pushed them all together. The actual footage looks really weird because I'm just sat there in my pants in the living room. It's not a very pretty thing to see. That face mask was horrible because I had to I made a face mold of my face and then built this latex face mask on it, but then it doesn't have any nose holes and it only has a really small hole to breathe out of the mouth, and then the eye holes. So, and then I glued it around my face on all sides, so when it's all glued to my face it's almost like suffocating and you can't really see anything out of the eyes because they're really restricted, so I was kind of stumbling around blindly, barely able to breathe. And then there's the point when I spit the paint out of the mouth, so I had to actually fill my own mouth with paint through a syringe through the gap between the teeth and then spit out of the hole. It's horrible. Kind of stumbling around dribbling paint everywhere, half blind. Yeah, it wasn't very fun to film that bit, but I think it looks really good. I love the paint dribble scene, to be honest. I mean, there's loads I could say about this video, but obviously the video's pretty much finished now. Yeah, like I said, I made all the puppets and the mask and everything physically, and then all the other effects are digital. I'm going to release it behind the scenes, which shows how I made some of the, hopefully all of the, I've got to go through behind the scenes footage now and see what it actually looks like, but it should show a lot of how I made everything. The other thing is with this video is I made a little Squirtle puppet that I put on my Instagram, and it, as I was filming it, because it needed water, it was supposed to be dribbling water, it kind of fell apart in my hands, and I tried to rebuild it and then it fell apart again and I just couldn't film with it, so I had to cut a whole page out of the script with this Squirtle, which was a shame because I quite like the way the puppet looked and I quite like that page of the script. But I suppose that's just the process of filmmaking, just, you know, you have to deal with what you've got on the day. And I think it works still without the Squirtle. It's just a bit of a shame, I put a lot of effort into making it, but anyway, I suppose that's as much as I can say about it for now. Thank you for listening to this again, and I'll see you next video. Thank you. Bye.